You were saying earlier you were a fan of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh boy, was I a fan!
Yeah.
How could you not be a John Schneider fan?
Well, which one was it? Was it Bo or Luke for you?
Bo.
Okay. Mm. John Schneider joins us this morning. Hi, John.
Hey, you know, I was always a Bo Duke fan myself.
Well, of course you were.
I think everybody wanted to be Bo, including Luke.
I was looking at some of the music. I was looking at some of the music I have pulled up for you, and one of them here, but it just doesn't get to the hook quick enough, is At the Sound of the Tone.
Oh, isn't that a great song?
I mean, it really is. And of course, the hook of the song, this guy's, she's calling John to say that she's, he's sorry, blah, blah, blah. At the Sound of the Tone, you're on your own. Of course, that was back before we had cell phones and things like that. You just left a message on the machine to check out.
Well, yeah, we even call it a codaphone.
Yeah, exactly.
On the song, it says, the codaphone, which I think is great because nobody even knows what the hell that is.
Now we're all dating ourselves.
But outside of...
At least if we date ourselves, we should get along.
Yeah.
But this year, we're releasing 52 songs this year. So, like, a whole body of work in one year.
But 52 songs, I mean, that's a lot of music.
That's nearly one a week.
What are you thinking?
That's a lot of emotion coming out of one person.
Well, how do you do 52 songs? And are you writing these? Do you have help with these? Who's doing it?
Oh, no. The songs are written by folks like Chuck Cannon and Paul Overstreet and Bill Anderson. And then I co-write. So we did 22 songs at first, and I didn't have anything to do with any of them except sing them. But then I built relationships with all these amazing songwriters, so we wrote together several of the second 12, and now we're 34 in. Then we go back to Nashville in July, and five of those will be co-written by me. So I'm creeping into it, and I'm learning. You think you're a songwriter until you sit in a room with somebody like Paul Overstreet or Chuck Cannon, or and then you realize, I write. I don't even write greeting cards. My stuff is awful.
These
guys are great.
And you bring up, you bring up a good point there. And of course, this morning we're talking to John Schneider. The Dukes of Hazzard. I know that. That's the thing that got you into.
Well, the haves and have nots. Arguably, the haves and have nots.
Well, really, I mean, that's what brought you to the big dance. But if you are a performer in Nashville. The thing is that you want to be a writer, but there's so much talent in that town. You start talking about Paul Overstreet. You start talking about some of these guys. Here, I know Joel Saunier is a guy that you work with. These are guys.
Oh, yeah, he's coming down to our extravaganza. When you go to Nashville, it's kind of like if you make the cut in Nashville, then you are a good enough football player to be first string in the NFL. You've got to be that good at whatever it is you do in order to even be noticed in Nashville, whether you're a harmonica player, a guitar player, a bass player, a singer, a songwriter, you've got to bring the juice, or you will not. I mean, they'll just run right over you because of the incredible talent there.
Now you're talking about,
and it's also where amazingly talented people have gone. Glenn Wharf is the bass player on all the stuff that I do, and he was the bass player for Dire Straits. Paul Lime is the world's greatest drummer. Matt Rawlings is the world's greatest piano player. And they're all on this stuff. I mean, it's not like, oh, wow, these guys are good. No, it's as we say down here in Louisiana, they are slap your mama good.
and you bring up, you think about it. A lot of people don't know this, but you talk about Dire Straits. Of course, Mark Knopfler, those guys are great. And one of the guys that had a chance to be in that band and turned it down to do his own thing was a guy named Vince Gill, who happens to be out on tour with a little band called the Eagles right now. So, as you look at, are we losing you, John? Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Okay. So coming up, I want to touch on this because I know we have limited time with you, but at your place on April 6th and 7th, you are going to jump a General Lee.
Is this all for your birthday?
Which is the day before my birthday. That way, if anything goes wrong, I will have been 57 and not 58 when it happened.
So, and this is property owned by a guy named Carl Edwards.
He's going to be chasing me. He's going to be it's my studio here. He's going to be in a Roscoe police car, and he's going to be chasing me around.
And he promised me.
Oh, he promised he'll do his best to stay behind me.
I'm trying to remember where this is, but it's somewhere in the northern suburbs, somewhere up around Lake Villa. There is it's not the Volvo Auto Museum. It's another used car lot where there's General Lee's all over the place. There's got to be like 6 or 7 General Lee, 69 Dodge Chargers really? Up there. Yeah.
Ray likes to live on the edge, so you should invite him down, John,
to
drive.
It'd be fun.
You two should drive together.
Free tickets.
Free
tickets are all set up for you.
John, I'm not kidding. I think I played your song at the Sound of the Tone as a current when I was at US 99. But
and it was on vinyl.
Well, buddy, it's good to talk to you this morning. Of course, tell us about your new stuff too. I mean, I know we get caught up in talking about some of the things you've done. When you've done something like Dukes of Hazzard, obviously, you got a young lady over here that wants to tell you were hot. But tell us about your new stuff real quick.
Well, I'm still hot. I'm still hot.
Of course you are.
Older and hot.
Yeah.
My new stuff, all you have to do is go to johnschneiderstudios.com, and you can hear all of the 14 new songs that we've done. There's also 14 videos. We do a video every week, too. So check all the new music out. It's called The Odyssey. So we have that, and then, of course, we have Bose Extravaganza, which is April 6th, 7th, and 8th. You can get tickets there. If you use the promo code CNH320, which is the license plate of the mm-hmm. General Lee, you'll get 20% off. We also make movies down here. I other than Haves and Have Nots, Alicia and I make our own films. We distribute our own films. They're kind of quirky. Somebody said that I'm the only person they know that does revenge comedy.
So that's perfect for us because we could be in the background, Ray and myself. We could come back and be the extras.
All right.
Quirky.
John Schneider.
I think you'll love it.
John Schneider's here, of course, Dukes of Hazzard. And John, we're going to give all your information out, but I just wanted to share this with you real quick. Producer extraordinaire Tony came in here and he handed me this sheet. It's American Classic Muscle Cars. They're right here in Chicago. They're telling us they have the best 69 Charger. Of course, that was an RT440 big block. You can pick that up for $59.9.
Oh, that's cheap for that car.
Hey, one more thing before I let you go.
That's
cheap. Wait a second. Who
but
was
wait,
it?
There's more.
Somebody. It was somebody. I'm trying to think. John, wasn't this your car? Didn't somebody try to do the hood slide on your car and they damaged it really bad? Dean,
Well, he tried to jump in the window. Yeah. Oh, shoot.
That was Dean Richards from Channel 9, wasn't it?
After the lawsuit, yeah.
You know what? Spring,
but he had the battery to his microphone in his back pocket.
Moron.
And he's not a small man.
No, he's not.
So when he tried,
hate it when that happens.
I promise you.
He crushed the battery and dented the car really bad.
I promise you, man.
And we did this great thing where I came in and beat his car up with a sledgehammer.
All right, buddy. Well, it's good to talk to you. I mean, you've had a great career. I'm doing this. Listen, this is the first time I'm ever going to say this. Nobody knows this, but I'm opening up I'm working on a little thing in Nashville. It's gonna be really cool, and it's gonna need guys like you to be in it. It's a little production, and I'm gonna have my guys call your guys.
Cool.
You will absolutely love it. All right, man. All right, John.
You guys take care.
Take care, man.
Thanks, John.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you at my birthday.
That's very cool. Yeah, happy birthday, and have fun jumping the General Lee. If you can't do a hood slide, don't try it. Made famous, too, in a Dierks Bentley song, Hood Sliding Like Bo Duke. What was I thinking?
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday morning, 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.